Now to the workplace in Utah, where state employees have been on a four-day work week since last year. It started when gas prices were surging and the state wanted to cut energy costs 20%. Gas prices are down, but the four-day work week is still in effect. Jenny Brundine of member station KUER in Salt Lake City reports on how well the shorter work week is working.
Sonia Smith is one of the 18,000 state workers in Utah who began a four-day, 10-hour work week last summer. At first, she was shocked and scared about the change. The state accountant is a single mom, and she worried about childcare for her 10-year-old son. Now, Smith is a champion of the switch.
I like having the three-day weekend. I like being able to have one day set aside to do everything that I need to do, and then the other 2 days where I can devote to my son. Okay, you can cross off elastic, occasion.
Every Friday morning, she now gets to volunteer at her son's school. Smith helps students with their spelling tests and relishes the extra time with her son.
And cafeteria. Good job, buddy.
Yes, 100%.
Smith's family and babysitter adjusted their schedules, enabling her to do the 4-10s. Smith is among the 70% of employees surveyed who now say they prefer the shorter work week. Mike Hansen in the Governor's Office of Planning and Budget says one of the more surprising effects of this workday change is that employees are now taking significantly less leave.
That's increased productivity. That's employees behind their desk more this year than the last 2 years, to the tune of 9%.
Paid overtime is also down, but the big savings in energy costs haven't come through yet. So far, energy use has been reduced only 13%. Each of the 900 government buildings is unique. State energy managers have to figure out how to turn everything off on Fridays, especially the massive heating and air conditioning units, the HVAC.
It says 566-638, so I'll write that down. And I always keep track of the meter number, so I'll write that down too.
Outside this state office building, energy specialist Jeff Wrigley records the kilowatt hours used. He analyzes the data to see if energy use drops on Fridays. If not,
HVAC equipment is usually one of the biggest consumers of electrical energy, and so that usually means that the air handlers, the rooftop units, the chillers are running when they shouldn't be running. And that's what we want to find out why.
In May, the state also plans to kick off a peer-to-peer energy reduction campaign in each department. The shift to longer hours isn't without other challenges.
I hate it. It is not working, not one single bit for me.
For Nikki Lockhart, the change has taken a toll emotionally and physically. She's walking around her office building. It's about 3:30 in the afternoon, right when fatigue is starting to set in, with nearly three more hours to work.
A 10-hour day for me is like eternity.
By the time the customer service agent gets home and eats dinner, she says it's time for bed. By Friday, Lockhart is so stressed out she gets headaches. She's one of the 20% of employees who are still struggling with the change. But the good news for everybody is that no Friday commuting and energy savings in buildings have cut down on the carbon dioxide pumped into the local air. And the public, the people these government offices serve, seem happy with the change.
Because I can come in after work and take care of my business.
That's Jose Salas, exiting a Department of Motor Vehicles office.
20 minutes and I'm done.
Governor John Huntsman will decide next summer whether or not to make the four-day week permanent. If Utah's experiment succeeds, it could impact thousands of workers across the country. The state's Mike Hansen.
Nobody else has done it like this scale, and everybody's watching.
For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brundine in Salt Lake City.